And for the second week in a row, we'll begin our winners press conference in the NASCAR Xfinity Series with crew chief David Ellens of the number 9 Exalta Vortec Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. Dave, this what a just strange, wild, crazy day that we had here at Daytona International Speedway. How nerve-wracking was it for you up on that pit box?
The last quarter of the race was definitely nerve-wracking, but you know, the beginning of the race was just a lot of waiting. Hoping the rain's going away, trying to get in your groove for the race and just play out your strategy. And every 10 laps, we're pitting for rain. So that was a little difficult to figure out what your strategy was going to be. Unfortunately, at the beginning of the race, we had some issues that sent us to the back of the field twice, both on the pre-race inspection, and then we had some issues with the splitter that sent us to the back halfway through the race. William did an awesome job on multiple restarts to get us all that track position back. You know, and then he was racing with all the big names up there at the end, making all the right moves to keep the lead. And then once we lost it at one point, he was able to get right back up there. So he did a really good job getting us all our track position back and winning the race for us.
Okay. We're going to open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for Dave, raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. We'll go here to Brad.
Brad Norman with NASCAR.com. What does William have that most other drivers don't?
I mean, he's just a special individual. He's going to outwork almost everybody. He has all the talent to back that up, and you know his ability to learn and get better throughout a race is very impressive. Like, he doesn't make the same mistake twice, you know, and he does his research to know what he needs to do, and if he does make a mistake, he's moving forward with it and getting better from it, and it doesn't ever let that hold him down. Just continues to get better.
Additional questions? I have a question. The organization Junior Motorsports, between what's going on with your car, Elliott Sadler's car, I mean, this strength in that whole organization, how much pride does it give you now to see week in and week out, up front and racing for wins, just all throughout the organization?
Yeah, no, I think everybody at Junior Motorsports is very proud of what we're doing right now. You know, every week we're contending for wins. You know, we have multiple cars up running for wins. It's an exciting time for us, and, you know, we're all very proud and thankful for the opportunity to do that.
Okay. Any additional questions? We'll go to Dustin.
Dave, Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Dave, I think one of the things people find with William is here's a guy who relatively speaking, does not have a lot of experience compared to a lot of drivers. Understandably, he's in very good equipment. You can put a lot of drivers in very good equipment, and they may not perform. So how is it – yeah, I understand he works hard, but how is it that a kid who just started racing was, what, 13, 14, is winning these races, understanding he's in this equipment, but – This doesn't happen often, right? I mean, what do you see that makes him a shining star or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, he's only been in big cars, in any kind of race car, really, for like 5 years, is what I'm told. He's just special. I don't know how to say anything other than that. He gets it done under the biggest moments. He never cracks under any sort of pressure. You know, you put him. The more difficult situation you put him in, the better he does, you know, and that's just a special individual. I don't think we have a lot of them in the sport, so thankful to work with him.
What did he show you today, or what did you see even last week at Iowa, that when he's in that pressure situation that he hadn't shown before?
Well, you know, you take our speedway racing, you know, the first Daytona here, you know, every move we made, we end up in this wreck and the wrong move here and to the back of the line. You know, he's up there holding his line, making the right moves. He's managing the field with both lanes on the Xfinity side, which, you know, it's not as easy on the Cup side. And he did that, you know, we were 6-7 laps managing both lanes. That's not something you see a lot, definitely not from a rookie driver. You know, normally they end up getting caught the one time they go to the other side. So, you know, to be able to do stuff like that in this time frame, It's just, I don't know how to describe it other than he's a special individual.
Any additional questions? Dave, congratulations, second straight win, and good luck next week in Kentucky.